There's new evidence showing how much the U.S. economy has improved since the days following September 11th. Thanks in large part to higher personal and corporate tax collections, a lot of state governments are reporting budget surpluses. It's a far cry from just a few years ago, when many states were facing deficits. And it's led to quite a bit of squabbling over what to do with the extra money. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Rockefeller Institute of Government in Albany, New York, has been tracking state budget collections for 15 years, and the numbers for the first quarter of this year were as impressive as they've been in a long time. State tax revenue was up more than 11%, says senior policy analyst Nicholas Jenny.
This is more similar to what we saw in the late 90s, which is to say it's strong growth. I mean, double-digit growth is pretty good for the states.
Jenny says the numbers aren't uniform. Some big industrial states like Michigan continue to struggle, but others, especially those in the Northeast and the West, are enjoying windfalls. New Jersey is running $1.5 billion surplus. David Rosen, budget analyst for the State Office of Legislative Services, says the state's relatively wealthy population has benefited from the rebound in the economy.
High-income taxpayers are the ones who drive our income tax, particularly when it moves significantly as it did this year.
States all over the country are running surpluses. Last year, lawmakers in Virginia voted to raise taxes after an especially divisive debate. Helped in part by the rebound in the technology industry, the state is expected to end this year with a $500 million surplus. Utah Governor John Huntsman Jr. has seen his state run a surplus of more than $160 million.
The good news is that we have a little bit more to support a growing, thriving state that is in need of good education and transportation.
Much of the extra money in Utah is already earmarked for specific uses like education, but there's been a brisk debate about how to spend the rest. Governor Huntsman wants to eliminate Utah's corporate income tax to lure more businesses to the state, but a recent poll indicated that most people want the money spent on roads and other needs. In some places, the surpluses have unleashed political animosities that were kept in check when the economy was hurting. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin says tough economic times can be an excuse for some lawmakers to avoid solving problems.
It gives them the comfort level. Love to do it, but we just can't afford it. Well, you know what? That argument is going to be taken away. We have a little surplus.
Manchin wants to put some of his state's extra money in a reserve fund, but also spend some on health care. Like all states, West Virginia is facing a huge increase in Medicare and Medicaid costs. The battle over what to do with the money is especially intense because so many states have been making do in recent years. They've relied on one-time-only revenue sources and put off necessary spending, says Nicholas Jenny of the Rockefeller Institute.
There's a lot of still pent-up sort of demand coming from the recession. States deferred a lot of initiative spending and so forth. There's some states that are still in fairly acute crisis, like California, for instance.
Jenny says California has seen its tax revenues rise quite a bit, enabling it to put more money into debt reduction and roads. But state officials are locked in an epic budget fight, and many cities and towns complain they lack the money to pay for necessary services. For states like California, the challenge right now is to shore up their finances before the economy slows down again, something history suggests is inevitable. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.